Today's special guest is Lee Barnard. He's a world-famous illustrator, and he has... he's a modest guy, but he suffers with an addiction and of alcohol. He does like a bit of a drink. How you doing, Lee? Thanks for coming on here today, mate.
I'm really appreciate Paul every time.
Thank you, mate. I really appreciate it.
Announcements when they come to show. I sit down in that. I love that chair. I love sitting in your shop. I get a great sense of peace and happiness, and I'd like to see what you're all doing. And that's why I come in. And you do your tattoos, which stuns me, and I do my drawings.
You
do. Invisible.
So, Lee, take us a little bit back to where you grew up.
1938, I was in a bank robbery. I'm lying. I just made that up. But I love all the 30s, 40s films and stuff like that. And I was at that at the start of their clothes and stuff, and, you know, the short back and sides, and Tintin books. And I was dyslexic. I can't write for toffees. I can't write. But I love drawing pictures. And I always... Pictures in the margins at school. I always get scolded. You haven't filled out your form. I can't do it. I can't understand writing. I don't understand the writing thing. But I read books.
Now I can relate to that.
And I get on to that. And I love drawing pictures. And I thought, well, so I went to art school. And but illustration, not painting and none of that stuff.
Where did you go to school?
I went to... early youth,
yeah.
Chantry Boy. I went to I can't remember the name of schools because I'm dyslexic. So I can't remember how they spell them. But I went to these sort of schools, and I went up to Tower Ramparts, Bolton Lane, then Tower Ramparts.
And what was school life like for you?
It was all right. The girls liked me, and I liked them.
Yeah, I bet they did.
I was a bit of a dude.
You are a dude still now.
If I recede any further, I'll end up combing my arse.
You're 60 years old, right?
60.
Full head of hair, mate. You could not complain at all.
You can't complain. I just got me John Dillinger short back and sides. Because I want to go in and rob banks.
You want to go and rob banks?
No, I don't. It's just a dream. It's just a dream. You know. But I tell you, you know, I lived in France, I've been around Canada and stuff like that, and I mean, Ireland, been about London, did all of that, and
where
was drawing pictures.
Yeah, always. Yeah. But you always come to the shop, you always draw.
There was a bar I used to go into, and I was sort of financially embarrassed, and the bar would go and say, well, do us a picture, and I'll get you a pint, so get me pictures. Pictures out there I can't even remember about. And I still do it down at a local boozer. Do us a picture, we'll get you a pint.
Oh, yeah?
I love drawing.
Is that what you've been doing? Drawing in the shops, you get a free tattoo?
What I asked you, your tattoos, that you can do it straight off the cuff. Mm-hmm. Straight off the cuff. And that, I mean, when I do artwork, if I need to do a particular piece, you pencil it in, you do a couple of pictures, that's okay. Then you say, right, now do the pop pencil picture. Then you ink it in. But you do it, which I've been trying to do.
No error for mistakes.
Yeah.
Which it'd be no good for you doing that on skin because, you know, you're always drunk.
It's nothing wrong with being drunk.
No, I never said there was, man. I never said there was. When did you know that you had a thirst for alcohol? You remember your first drink?
Oh, yes. I like drinking. I don't get stupid. Also, I don't do spirits. I like beer. Beer is good.
Beer is good.
Because I tell you, it gets you a point where you're sort of like pleasantly happy and it's not spirit. You do spirits, you fall over immediately.
I know, I've seen it.
You have, haven't you?
I have, yeah.
Me?
Yeah, of course.
Of course. When you gave me, let's not get into detail. I can't do spirits, but there's nothing with a little beer.
Can you remember before like you had to wake up and have a drink. Can you remember, or is it just always been as soon as you started drinking, you had to wake up, have a drink, and you drunk throughout the day until you passed out at night time?
Well, for me, in a sense, when I'm doing artwork and things, it's really low alcohol, you know, bottle of cider, mate. Get there and get on me.
Really low alcohol, a bottle of cider?
Well, 15%.
Stuff like that. A lot of it.
But I like it.
Of course.
And I know sometimes I've stumbled into the shop and made a bit of a gunk of myself. And I
every day.
Really?
Yeah. It's all right, man, because I love you.
But I do make sense. I don't cause trouble, do I?
No, never, never.
I don't smash the police up.
Sometimes. Sometimes.
Don't.
You'd sometimes.
Naughty. Stop it. Naughty. Naughty.
Do you think that you could ever give up alcohol?
No. I like it.
And that's the reason why you do it.
You know all the drugs, LSD, crack cocaine, heroin, blah, blah, blah. I got rid of those when I was very young. And
You sampled them though, didn't you?
Yeah, I sampled every
all of the ones that you've just said.
I'm not going to lie to you. I sampled every one of them. No.
So why doing hard drugs like heroin and crack and... That's quite an addictive drug. Like, what made you?
But I didn't get addicted to them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. What made you like be able to stop doing probably one of the most lethal drugs in the UK, step away from it, which is heroin and crack?
Well,
choose an alcohol.
Well, I'm not being really grown up or some shit. I just thought they're there. They're out there. It was the 80s. Do them. Try them. Get rid of them. And they didn't... I mean, it was quite nice. But I thought, no, that's not my thing. That's not my bag.
Why was that not your bag, but alcohol is?
It's the whole thing. Go to a bar.
The social aspect.
The social aspect, yes.
Because you are a sexy man. You're like 1950s, full head of hair. Everybody knows you as like Lee from the back in time.
Do you think?
Yeah, man, you're walking through the street like a 1950s character. You draw yourself like this, don't you?
Well, look, I found I watched all those old 1950s. I remember... chicken stuffing sandwiches on a Sunday afternoon with my mum and dad. And we watched these films, and they used to put 50p in the meter to watch these 50s films. And I had long hair then. I was a teenage kid. And I watched these films, and I thought, that's what I want to look like. I want to, I want to look like those gentlemen. Uniforms and suits and stuff, and that's it. And I like the cut. I like the baggy trousers because I'm bow legged. I couldn't stop a pig in a passage with my legs, and I fell in love that whole look, and I never looked back.
And listen, I love the way you look, Lee. You rock it. You're confident with it, and listen, it's a style that's what you're recognised for.
As a Christian, I want to ask you. And it has haunted me. How did me and you first meet? Was it, because I saw Lucky 13 and I thought, I might just...
I'd seen you around a lot. I knew you as an illustrator. I knew you as an artist, a very good one. But there was a time when I saw a load of people and they were making remarks at you and you looked like you was pretty sad. I come in and they got told what's what, and some of them got thrown around, and you said, I owe you my life, shook my hand, and you said,
you're my head in, weren't they? They didn't like the cut of my tube.
They didn't like the way you looked, and they was picking on you because of it, because they thought that you was a weak man, and they didn't realise that I was standing behind them. And you said, you're a friend for life and I'll love you forever. And we've been friends ever since.
Yes.
But I
know a company at Shop Mike making a bloody nuisance.
No, but the one thing that's always got me curious about you is, like, where did it all start? Because you really do enjoy drinking, don't you?
Mm. But not spirits.
Not spirits. Only when you come in the shop.
That stuff you gave me. And that you stuff put me in a little box.
You took, you mean?
I took.
That stuff you sneakily drunk.
And I didn't sneakily drink. You should try this. And I ended up going completely bats. And
yeah,
you put me in a little box. Which I was really happy in there. So I suddenly thought, quite.
People will think I've actually put you in a box, Lee.
No.
It was the kitchen.
It was the kitchen.
A very small kitchen.
The secret is so strong, I was hallucinating.
Yeah.
I can't do spirits.
So you figured out with drinking that spirits wasn't
and
your bag.
Me, you get on well,
of course we
Please
do,
forgive
man.
Me.
You haven't got me to forgive you for anything, Lee. I accept you for what and who you are.
Finger right. Bomb.
Yeah. But like we've always been where we're at. But
spank your bottom.
Spank my bottom.
And spank it.
I'll bet you would. I'll bet you would. So with the spirits, you now know that you're not compatible
no.
with spirits whatsoever.
No. It's like having Satan.
Is that because
you're
not very sociable on spirits, or just because you get so paralytic your body can't handle it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the brain can't handle it. It's like suddenly from hello Satan, you're welcome to come round and have breakfast with me. I'm not gonna deal with Satan. Not that I like Jesus particularly either, because I don't particularly know. I didn't like his long hair and the robes. Jesus always frightened me when I was young.
Jesus frightened you because of his long hair and robes?
But yes. And not only that. You know. And he wasn't around.
Give me some of that alcohol. I want to try it. I want
part
Western
of
Europe.
My he wasn't part of my sort of like, you know, we go to school and they kept telling me about Jesus and that. Then they said, oh, you can't believe in Santa Claus. I said, well, why not? He says, be presents. No, Lee. Santa doesn't send. There is nobody called Santa Claus. I said, well, this guy called Jesus. What about him then? Well, I couldn't work that out. I didn't like Jesus from the start. Long-haired sort of hippie. He looked like he was going to sell me drugs and that. He's got the glowing eyes. I couldn't get on with him. Not that I don't disrespect him. I just don't like the look of the guy. Can't trust him. Looks like a drug dealer, even though he's the son of God. Maybe God selling drugs. Stuff like that. I get confused by it all.
Well, they do say that the tree of life was the burning bush, or the tree of life was.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was a drug that made you feel like.
Like
he was,
Moses
yeah.
with the boat. How can you could me and you, and you, could you imagine just trying to be a big boat? Where will we go to? You know, the whole religion, I'm not really sure about it. It confuses me. There's nothing wrong with Santa Claus. He sends your presents to your children and everything, doesn't he? All that other thing, confuses me. I've got tiny head.
You've got tiny head.
So many little ideas inside, spinning, working. Ooh, you know, the whole nine yards. I have so many things in my head.
Do you feel troubled?
I'm always, of course I'm troubled.
Yeah, but like.
How can I walk around dressed like this without
because
being
this is
troubled?
Your style. Wearing what you do, what you wear is because you found something you are fascinated with and obsessed about, and you've created yourself on that person. But
it looks smart.
You do look smart, Lee. You look sexy as hell, mate.
Oh, thank you very much. You
mean
do
it.
Too.
Thank you. Well,
see, I'm trying to grow a goatee.
I think it suits you.
How long does it take you to grow your beard that long?
Born like it.
Shake my hand! Really, you were born with that?
No, my mum was a very hairy faced woman, so I guess I got it from
no.
her. No, not really.
Don't say that. That's naughty.
But do you drink because of trauma?
Yes.
What trauma?
And I drink.
What trauma have you faced that's led you to?
Oh, there was a stabbing.
You got stabbed.
I got stabbed really badly. When I was living in Camberwell, I just... These chaps came out and they were in a brick on the back of my head. They just didn't like the cut of my jib. And I was in hospital for 6 months in London. That's right. These guys just didn't like the cut of my jib, and they gave me a right cut. I never stood a chance. Didn't stand a chance. Came out of nowhere. They were like these roughies from, I was living in Camberwell. And they wouldn't pick on somebody and beat them just for the simple reason to beat somebody up. And they really put me in hospital.
So this is where your addiction, would you say, started with alcohol?
Yeah. No, I always like it. Yeah. I'm not an alcoholic, but I enjoy my drink.
What do you class as an alcoholic?
An alcoholic is somebody who hasn't got long to live. He's drinking to the point where he's going to top himself.
But I could have a drink right now and die right now because of something to do with the alcohol. That wouldn't make me an alcoholic.
I enjoy drinking. I like it.
Yeah.
I stand in front of a mirror and sing to Johnny Ray and sing to my friends. I like drinking. I like that for the simple, I like the way it makes you feel.
So you don't feel like you're an alcoholic?
But then I know, oops, I've had too much. It's like any drug, isn't it? Oops, I'm staying in tonight because there's no way I can get up to get the front door to go out.
But some would say, like, an alcoholic would be dependent on drink from the minute they wake up to the second they go to sleep.
And No. Listen, Paul, life is like ABC, you know. You're going to do this, you're going to do that, and you think, no, I'm not going to do that again. Like the drugs. Did all that. Got rid of it. But, I like to get tipsy.
But you do drink from when you wake up to when you go sit, because I've seen you first thing in the morning when you've come and seen me in the shop. You come and see me every day, don't you?
Yep.
Every morning. You're always waving out the window at me in the morning. I'll tell you, come down for a cup of tea, which you don't want because you want alcohol instead because you've been asleep and you've woken up.
This is not about my drinking, is it? Naughty.
Well, this is talking about alcohol
what
addiction,
it is,
isn't it?
I mean, I don't do strong beer. I like the taste of it. I like the way that you can settle your head in, because I've got so many things, so many worries going, you know, mum, dad, and this and that. So many worry about the world and this and that. Listen to the radio. But it's like a balm, as they say. You know, some people take this, some people take that. And
I've got no problems with it at all, Lee. I think if drink makes you happy in your time of life and it helps you get through things, especially if it helps you with trauma...
I still iron my clothes. I look neat and tidy.
You're the most functioning person I know that loves life, that suffers with serious trauma, and drinks all the time. And I've got to respect that, Lee, because...
But it's not strong. It's just light beers.
But light beers, a lot of light beers, is not a light beer. Are you with me?
I'm with you.
Like
100%.
Yeah, and you know, there's been times where you come in and I've gone, "Here, Lee, go and get yourself straighten yourself out," and I'd help you out.
I won't happen again.
It can happen as many times as you want it to, Lee. I'm always here for you. You know that.
Tell you what, you know, me and you and I, and everybody's got something that makes them feel. Confident, I really lack confidence sometimes. I worry about my pictures, I worry about this. I worry about, is that right? Have I done that right? And I think, well, you know, I could have done better then. But
do you worry more about what people think about you when you're sober than what you do?
No, I never worry about that. Because I know most people that you know that I know, you look at the actual, and it's not insulting to people. Some people, they just don't seem to have a clue.
Do you like, or do you, are you okay with people knowing that you lead the illustrated pisshead?
Do you know what? It's just, I've never really thought about. I never thought that. Yeah.
Because you are one of the most social people. I've walked through town with you, and I thought I knew loads of people, but you literally know everybody, and that's because of your social aspect and where you are. You're always in the pubs. And
see, the thing, alcohol. When the alcohol, it's really nice of you to say. What I'm trying to say is, you know, my drinking sometimes get overboard, but most of the time I like to have a drink just to get, look at what we're all dealing with out there. I mean, Christ on a bicycle, it's just hell out there. And what's wrong? And it's legal to drink.
Yeah, of course. But just because it's legal, it doesn't make it right. I mean, and you can't use today's economics as an excuse to drink.
Excuse me. I never said.
You know, and anyone that has an addiction will use any excuse there is possible to have a drink, because it makes it easier if you have a reason to drink. And that way you don't feel like you have a drink problem, because you'll class it as a social activity.
You know me and I know you. Let's get one thing clear here. I do my drawings, trying to look neat and tidy.
Every day.
And that's my poison.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I could go to the doctor and say, could you get some pills? Because I feel a bit wanky. I keep wanting to touch myself, pleasure myself. No, I don't. I just like doing.
The doctor do you know says that to you.
No, I'm just telling you that was just a. That was just. No.
I was like, the doctor trying to tell you to pleasure yourself. I was like, stop it. What kind of prescription is that?
Naughty. Look, I like to drink.
Yes.
It's been with me all my life.
I know. And I'm okay with it, Lee. I accept you and I love you for whatever reason it is that you do.
Sometimes, I'm out, like, you should just tell me to.
Never. Go, I will never tell you anything like
that. Well, you should do.
Well, why? Because if I tell you to go, that means that you...
Have I been naughty in your shop?
Yes.
Have I?
Yeah. But it's okay. Because you have a home at my shop. And it's where you belong. So I'm never... It doesn't matter if you...
When I sit in that chair next to you, I know we'll babble on a bit. Because it's... you just tell me to shut my gob.
Shut your gob, mate.
Or I'll fall into it, as my mother said.
You'll definitely fall into it.
Do you know what
it.
My mum said to me?
What's that?
One day your mouth's so wide, you're going to fall into it. Is that possible? First thought.
Depends how much you drink.
Yes, but I don't do spirits.
No, sometimes.
And it's for me and you, we sit here. I love sitting in the shop and I watch you doing the do it, and I'm fascinated by it. But the conversation, the talk. And the world that you and me live in
is not...
Christ, you got to do something, ain't you? Or you go nuts.
But I think even if you lived in a peaceful world where there wasn't a problem, there'd still be, for someone who has that... And that's what I'm trying to do, is understand why people do what they do. Your poison is alcohol, which you enjoy very much so, right?
Yep.
But from an outside, yeah... People would look at that and see that you're slowly killing yourself.
Bollocks.
And when you have
people... I'm 60 years old.
Of course.
I mean, how long... I
Do you ever worry about that?
No.
How long you've got left or what damage you've done to yourself?
No. Look, for the simple reason, no damaged.
Yeah, your insides.
No, I don't worry about that because my body can take it. I do 60 press-ups every morning.
I think that's
a lie. I jog around Christchurch Park.
That's definitely a lie.
Totally lying.
Definitely lying.
I just went, Paul, I'm here. I don't know how long I got, but the thing is, the worrying thing is when I worry that I can't start drawing pictures. One second. I can't do that.
Do you find you can draw pictures more so when you've had a drink than when you haven't? Because when you haven't had a drink, say you fall asleep early, yeah, in the nighttime. And I know when you've had an early night to normal, because when you come in the morning, yeah, you are shaky, you're a little bit unsettled, you're not your normal self. And then you'll go, can I borrow a couple of pound off you? You'll go off.
I'll do it. I owe you any money.
About £4 million.
Oh, God almighty.
And then you'll go off and you'll have a can. And then you'll come back, Lee. You'll come back 100, Lee. Like how you normally are. So your body is...
Tell me how much I owe.
You don't, mate.
I do. I know.
If I choose to buy you a drink, it's because I'm buying it out of kindness and to help you level out, because I see how much you do. And that's the sad thing about me seeing you like that, is because I've seen you actually struggling until you've had that drink. So when I see you, it does make me feel sad, because I want to help you. And the only way that I can help you, because there is not, you say there's not a problem there, is to buy you a drink. And some would say, well, that's enabling you buying him a drink. And I get that, but I've seen you struggle. I've seen you shaking, like you're rattling in your shoes, you know? Yeah. And you're not functioning, and you're really self-conscious of the way you look.
What? Have you seen this?
Every morning.
No.
The only times I do see it in the mornings is when you've run out of drink in the night and the shops ain't open for you to get some more. But if you've fallen asleep and you've still got some alcohol and then you drink as soon as you wake up, you're okay.
Yes, sure.
See what I mean? And I recognise this, even though you're doing it behind your door, I see this. And this is why I wanted to podcast you, because I want to get an understanding of what it is that you go through, and I want everyone else to understand you as well, because they see you walking around town, they see you in and out of the pub having a drink, they just see that, they never ask you the questions. So for some people that know you in this town, especially in this town, and worldwide as well, because you are a worldwide famous illustrator, and you're known. Well, you are known all over the world. You've had galleries everywhere with your work. You've got such a talent. Do you feel like that you might have wasted your life a little bit?
Yes, I have. Hasn't everybody else? Isn't it? There's
people with small portions
who have really fallen on the wayside. And I tell them, Paul, as far as I'm concerned, where I am, I'm taking care of my mum and dad as best I can. I always get up. I always shave every day. I'm neat and tidy. What I'm doing.
Your presentation is...
I never look scruffy. I never want to go out looking like a scruff bag. I know it's me all
I have never seen you look off in any way whatsoever with the way that you physically look, as in appearance-wise.
Thank you.
Attire. You know, your attire is always on point. You always look clean. Your hair's always nice.
Yes.
And you always...
Look... The world, I mean, what we are, you and me and everybody else in the world, with all this thing going on, all the starvation, still starving after thousands, everything, Paul. You know, it sort of plays on my mind a bit. I'm very aware. I read the papers, and I'm very aware, and it's just... goes on, doesn't it? There's no respite. There's no bit where some, hello, everything's all sorted out, we're all going to be happy. It's just the constant stream from when we were young of all the bad
For
stuff.
You, there's respite, though.
Christ, I do.
For you, there's respite, because...
There's no respite. You go out.
Does alcohol not do that for you? Huh? Does alcohol not give you that clearance? That part.
That's why I like to have a little. I have a drink. I listen to my music. And
but when you drink to the point where you're on the floor,
not anymore. I don't do that.
That was like 3 days ago.
You were. Mum wasn't well. It's just stuff. But I tell you, the world that you and I and everybody here, at our age, I mean, I'm 60. You're younger than me. But
bloody hope so.
It just gets worse and worse and worse.
I feel like...
You can't win.
But I feel like talking to you and hearing you talk about your addiction that you say you don't have, your enjoyment, let's say enjoyment, your enjoyment that you don't have.
I like drinking.
Mm-hmm, I know.
Some people take crack and heroin and they die. But I like my drinking. But I don't do hard drink. I don't do spirits.
You do.
I like my beers.
But I feel like everyone has to have an excuse for doing something, right? They can't just do it because they enjoy it. You say that you drink because you enjoy it. But talking to you and hearing what you're talking about, it sounds like you find an excuse to drink so you don't feel like an alcoholic.
I'm not an alcoholic.
That's my point.
I'm not. That's my point. I just like drink. I love the taste of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like some people like apple pie.
I like strawberries and cream, but...
Yeah,
like,
I love strawberries.
But I won't eat that as soon as I wake up in the morning and then again an hour later and then again an hour later and then again an hour later. Do you understand what I mean? Like,
yes.
Anything you like is good by moderation because you'll continue to like it and it doesn't.
Are you worried about me? Because you don't have to worry about me.
I know I don't have to. Do you know why I don't have to worry about you? Because I'm in your life, and as long as you've got me, I never have to worry about you.
I don't know what it is. But when I come to your shop and I sit in that chair, as I said to you, a great sense of relief and give me.
I think you come in my shop and sit in them chairs because you like chatting up all the women.
No, I don't.
You're a smooth talker. You're a smooth talker.
No, I'm not.
And the ladies love you.
Naughty. Spanky bottom. Naughty. No.
You get your 1950s. What's that geezer's name that everyone say you remind you of? That singer that you sing?
Frank Sinatra.
No.
Johnny Ray. When your sweetheart sends a letter of goodbye, it's no secret you feel better when you cry when waking from a bad dream. Don't you sometimes think it's real, but it's only false emotions that you feel. Genius, my mum taught me. Was that all right?
I loved it.
Good.
And this is the Lee that everyone knows, you know. This is why you're so loved. And
oh, bollocks.
It's true. And you're dancing. You get the girls and you dance them around like the olden days.
Stop
where
it.
You're courting them correctly and you're holding their hands and you're doing the spin arounds.
You don't know what you're talking about.
And you try and get them over the park to feed the squirrels.
Yes.
Yes, you do.
Yeah. You know. How do you know about it? Who told you that?
I'll witness it.
There's this French girl, Mimi. I said, the squirrels. We have them in France. I said, this one. Feed them. They're coming near us. I said, don't worry. They're all my friends. I'm a friend of the squirrels. And yeah. You waffler. Leave me alone. I'll tell you what, Paul. Do you know what? I want to ask you. I don't know, the first I saw your shop and I thought, I cannot remember. I remember going in and thinking, cool, you've got some good stuff in here. I can't remember the first time. And I just was drawn to you, Lucky 13, my favourite.
You was being bullied in the town and I stopped it from happening.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Who was bullying me?
It's just some kids.
Hmm. Jimmy King, my liege. my liege. But I tell you, I'm all right, Paul. You don't have... I'm all right. I'm very happy. I'm very content. Things are going well for me. I'm doing my pictures. And it's life, Paul, isn't it?
Is it?
Bloody life.
Well, life is one of them things where, you know, we live and it's hard, but there's choices in life. And, you know, when you choose to numb life out, it can be quite dangerous for you and people around you that care about you, you know, because life is life and it's hard anyway, because, you know, we're not taught life. We have to learn it on the spot. But
yeah. All right. I totally agree with you there. I agree with everything you say. Where we are, me and you right now, life, it is what it is.
Is it?
It is.
Because I choose to be here right now with you.
Yeah, and I choose to be here sitting with you. Now, Paul, I'm doing all right. I'm happy.
Good.
I'm healthy. I'm doing pictures. I'm reading a really good book. I found my glasses. It's that, you know, I'm 60 now. What about another 20 years, maybe 15 at the most? I'm not bugged about that. But what I'm saying is...
What about regrets?
Like Frank Sinatra, regrets. I've had too few to mention. Regrets.
Family.
My mum and dad.
You put yourself on pause for drinking.
It's my way of getting through. Honestly.
Is drinking a part of the thing that you do to forget that you never had your own family?
Mimi. I lived in France for a long time, and I won't go into that. I had a girlfriend. She got very ill and she died. That's all you need to know. But,
that could be part of
it. I'm really happy in myself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really happy talking to you. I'm
happy listening. I'm happy that I'm able to be in your life, Lee. You're a blessing to me.
You're a genius, fella. Do you know, I come to your shop and it's like I say, and I sit here in that chair next to you, a great sense of peace and well-being when I sit.
I get that from you too.
And I like to do my little drawings in your shop, don't I? And
you definitely do make my mornings, Lee. Like, truthfully. Like, you set me day off in happy stead, mate.
You don't have to worry about me. I'll tell you what.
Do you worry about me?
I.
What if I said to you don't have to worry about me?
Well, I don't worry about you because I know you're cool. You're Paul. You're my hero. And I dig what you do. And that's why, I mean, I do my little pictures and scratches and stuff like that. But the simple thing is, I'm very happy. I am really happy in myself. I'm happy in my life. And, you know, I worry about my mum and dad and stuff. And I'm content, as they say. What more can
I
do?
I'd say you're
I'm
content.
I'm 60 years old.
I'd definitely say you're content. But I would say also
I'm
that
I'm trying to grow a beard like yours. How long does it take to grow a beard like that?
I just took it off my mum and put it on my face. Don't tell her.
She snapped the whip. I'll take the clip. You really? That's not your mum. Is it a stick on? I can't see anything where it's stuck on. Naughty. Stop it. You got really deep.
Yeah. But we did get deep. And you know, it's a good thing, no?
Look, you know me. I know you. I know him. You know who
What's,
I am.
Who's him?
He's a good old dude. He's got my pictures upstairs on the wall and that, which I really appreciate. And I got more coming. What I'm saying is, I am, believe it or not, I'm very content. I'm very happy.
I believe that.
I still got my hair.
You fucker.
I just had short back in size. John Dillinger.
Yeah.
I'm really happy. You don't have to worry about me. I'm fine.
I know you're happy.
I know that I'm a lesbian trapped in a man's body, but what can I do about it?
I think you're happy with the life that you've accepted.
Oh, stop it!
True,
accepted? I don't even... What's accepting mean?
You've accepted the life that you've got.
So I'm doing pictures. Happy.
Yeah.
No. It's nothing to do with accepting. Paul, do you know what? Where I am at the moment, I'm doing my pictures. Everything's wonderful in my garden. I haven't accepted nothing. I'm where I am because life is life is life is life.
Now, but life is acceptance. If you choose to live a certain way, you've accepted the outcome, and that is life.
Well, I don't know how I live a certain way. Your
certain way is you like to get up, get yourself dressed, be sexy. Yeah,
stop the sexy.
Yeah, it's true, and you have your drink.
Yes.
You go to the park. You walk around the town. You come in the shop.
I'm 60.
You're 60 years old. You've accepted that's your day-to-day thing, yeah?
Not all the time. I do other things. I get off, go about.
Where?
Well, I pretend to be a shark. I've been making this shark suit out of nylon.
This does not surprise me. This doesn't surprise me at all. Because I see the shark you made out of cardboard.
Yes.
I did, yeah.
My sister's got on a wall.
Yeah.
Over a bed with her husband. She said, put the shark. You see the shark I did?
I did, yeah.
I finished painting all the colours. I mentioned my shark. Listen, man, let's not go so deep. But then go to the party in the rain and get absolutely smashed drunk. Because I can. And I love going into the park when it's raining and get smashed drunk with my duffel coat and my hat. You naughty man. Now, I worry about you. I know you've had lots of things and stuff like that. Yeah. Listen, how do you go with that?
Well, this is it. I mean, like, for me, you know, I got myself addicted to... awareness. So my addiction is similar to yours, but we obsess about it in me too, but we obsess about it in ways where it becomes a way of life. And like, you've accepted your lifestyle with alcohol. I've accepted that my brother's never going to come home.
Look, Paul, one question. You do these, I sit there and watch you, and how you done it. You just do them straight off the cuff. Sometimes that girl came in, you put that print because you want to. But I see the way you do. Christ almighty, you're better than me at art.
You're better than me on paper. But I do what I do.
I beg to differ.
I do what I do sober. And I do a good job of it. Yeah. You do an amazing job of what you do. And you're pissed.
Well, let's just say I'm a little car. And this little car likes to drink beer. I'm not an alcoholic, Paul. I just like drinking. I like the taste of it, and I like the way it makes me feel. And in a certain way, I guess it gives me a little bit of confidence because, you know, being petite and that. But everybody's got their own thing, haven't they?
Yeah.
We've all got our own thing.
Yeah. And this is what this is all about. It's just understanding and the awareness of it, you know? I had alcoholism in my family with a family member of mine. You know who it is.
I don't.
Jasmine.
Oh, you know.
Yeah, she used to drink all the time because she lost a child. So her drink was put on her via trauma. She found an excuse to do what she was doing because she didn't want to accept the loss.
Mm.
So she drank to be numb.
I don't do that. I drink it because I enjoy it. I really enjoy being tipsy. I love it. I mean, I could do. I've done all those things. I didn't like them, but I like it. Tipple. Tipsy. You naughty monkey. Stop it. Tipsy. I like being drunk. I enjoy it. It gives me a great sense of sort of like well-being, like sitting in that chair.
In what way?
Well, because it's, you can see things. It's not when I'm wobbly. It's not, I
so you function clearer.
Yeah, I can function clearer. And I like the way that it does.
Silences your mind?
Yeah, calms my head down. I've got so many things going inside my head sometimes. Stupid.
What haunts you?
Well, Mr. Putin, I like to go over there. I have dreams of going over there and really giving a fucking go. And all wars, the world you and I and everybody living in. I look at it and I do. I'm not stupid. I'm very aware of what's going on. Oh, Jesus. Ooh. You know, doesn't it? You know what's going on. And it bugs me. That's what bugs me. What? You know, we've got all the technology. We've got all this stuff. We've got all these things. And they're still kicking each other's butts and getting stupid arguments and killing people, men, women, and children. And I think, well, you know, here are me and you, Paul. Here, right now. Here, right now. And it's still going on. And you think, hold on a minute. We've had history of all of this nonsense. And we still haven't learned. That's what winds me up. You know, hold on. War's hell. This is hell. That's hell. That's hell. That's hell. We've got the technology to stop it. But, oh, no, it still goes on. And that's what really ticks me off. That's what ticks me off. Because even growing up, we haven't learned.
Social politics bother you?
Oh, fucking politics balls. Shove it at our asses. Let's take their politics, turn them around, and shove it at our asses and say, you will listen to this, you bunch of stupid idiots. 50,000 years of the human race and we're still screwing things up. Well, somebody, you know, hold on a minute. Whoa. You know, look at our history. Second World, First World War, Second World, that war. Doesn't work. Just creates havoc. Now here we are. We've got all of this technology. Computers, phones, little phones. People bumping and do you know what these bloody phones? Those bloody phones. You see these people walking along, they all bumped into me. With a phone. And you see these people want, oh, God, is another bloody, ah, what can I say? But you think where we were and where we are now, with all our technology, with everything, you think it would just stop. But no, it just goes on. It just goes on.
If you're numbing yourself to the world,
why do you think I drink?
Surely the politics shouldn't bother you enough to drink more if you're numbing yourself.
No, I like drinking. I like to have a drink.
Mm-hmm.
I like the way it makes my head. It's like, my head's in winter, and I have a drink, and it makes my head so cozy, warm. You know, I don't drink it or something. We all over in bite and things like that. It's like shock attacks. You know, you like sharks, but you're not going to cut your legs and your arms and throw yourself in a region so they can eat you, are you? Does that make sense?
In a comparison to drinking, because yes, you like it?
Yeah.
Not at all. Not at all.
I made a complete blundering, stupid mistake then when I bitched that question. I'm a complete, you know, I don't know what I'm talking about. But you know what I'm saying. You don't want to throw yourself off a mountain to see how it feels when you hit the floor, are you? Just to feel...
But I'm not going to do...
smash your face in.
And probably die. But then in the same, if you're talking about doing something that's out of the ordinary just to see what it feels like, I wouldn't go and hit a vein up to do some heroin just to wonder how my brother felt when he took the shot. Do you understand what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I, from an outside, like, I see you drinking now and like, you've
been in here. I'm conversing.
10 o'clock in the morning. It was when you started. Well, I say it was when you started. That was when you first got here, so.
Am I staggering about, blundering about, smashing windows, throwing things through doors, taking on a load of customers? Yeah. You want some, do you? Let's get outside. I'm going to stick a knot on you now. Am I being like that? Come on, mate. Outside right now. I'll fucking do you. Oh, come on, yeah. Come on, get up. I'll do you the nuts and that. Am I being like that?
Sit down.
Sorry. This is not being filmed, is it?
Yes.
Well, I'm not like that. Am I?
No, there is a couple of times where I've seen you get angry, but like
when, oh God, if I have, I in your shop.
No,
I'll never come in there again.
You what?
I'll never come in there again. No, that you've spoken to me like that, I'm ashamed of myself. Listen, it's my stick. I'm going to spank my own arse. I'll spank my own arse, my naked arse. And I'll show you photographs. Prove to you. Do you know what? Oh, he's lonely, Tony. He's lonely. I mean, me and you, we are already sitting down here. And you know me.
I'm glad you got to do this with me today. I really am. Because I've been wanting to do it for ages. And I know you got excited about it the other day when we spoke about it.
But now we're sitting here talking. Mm-hmm. You keep wondering about my drinking.
Well, that's what we're talking about, isn't we? We're talking about alcohol addiction over lifestyle of choice.
I have just that drinking.
Yeah.
It's not spirit.
So that's the choice over addiction.
Oops. I'm gasping for a beer. I'll tear your cock off for a beer. I'm only joking.
Someone get him a beer.
I'm joking. I don't want a beer. Christ almighty.
Are you lying?
No, I'm not lying.
You don't want a beer?
No.
Oh, I won't get you one then.
Well, I'll have one if you can get one. I've got cash in my pocket. I need to do wee-wees. That's not poo-poos. I don't want to do wee-wee. I want to do wee-wees, not poo-poos. I feel me so fine.
Yes.
God almighty.
But I like I want.
I can't feel my legs. So just light.
I want to ask you a question.
Yes.
Before you knock down the whole stand.
Oh, sorry.
It's all right.
I apologise.
Who are you apologising to?
I apologise.
How will you feel? Yeah. Truth. Give it honest answer. When you watch this back.
God. Yeah, it'll be good. I think most of it will be good. Are you going to chop it like they do in the modern film? No, no. It's going to be the whole thing.
We keep it as raw.
Hello, my name's Lee. I'm not a religious person, but I love you all. Please forgive me for the things that I do. Please forgive me.
You do ask to be forgiven a lot.
I do. Of course I do.
Why? Why do you always apologise?
I don't know why. I just don't know why.
But if you're...
Stop it!
If you're...
Stop it!
If you're choosing...
Why don't I ask you? Have you got anything you think you should be forgiven for?
I feel like I should be forgiven for a lot of the trauma I caused people in my past.
Trauma?
Yeah. I wasn't a very nice person. I was very argumentative. I was very...
Can't believe that.
Because this is the me that I should have been in the first place, but it was trauma that got me to this place. And throughout the diversity of the negative of my life, it's made me a better person than who I am today. Well, and because of that, I'm able to be here for you.
Well, this is what I'm saying.
And many others.
When I really do get a great set, well, a setting of, do you know what you do often? I do me drawings. I sit there and I whack out those little drawings. God knows what happens to those little drawings. I said, could I have a piece? A great sense for me, personally, when I sit in your shop, when I do me little cologne.
Do you feel like you belong?
I'm a bloody nuisance.
But do you feel like you belong?
Yeah. I love your shop.
Do you feel like you can engage to be who you are in around me and the people that are in
yes.
the shop?
Do you think I'm okay?
Yeah. Apart from when you drink spirits.
And
then you piss all over the floor.
You made me drink that stuff and put me in
I didn't make you piss all over the floor.
Did I piss all over the floor?
Yes.
Where?
Everywhere. But that's right, because we've got a Jasmine and she cleans up all people's wees.
She said.
So you better give her hugs. She does say don't piss on the floor, doesn't she?
The past I can't forget.
What are you trying to forget?
Pissing all over the floor for a start.
I bet you that's not the first.
At least I didn't do poo poos.
I'm glad, and I'm sure Jasmine's glad.
Long ago. I didn't do poo poos. Did poo poos.
Are you?
It can't happen.
You did put it in your hand and throw it out of the car when it went past.
Oh, stop it! Stop that! Tuck your beard. Naughty. Stop it.
Should we cut that bit out?
Yes.
Yeah, no.
No, why not?
Why not?
Look, all I want to do is draw my pictures.
And you do very well. Mm-mm. We have your pictures up in the shop. Yeah.
I've never seen them.
You go upstairs every day and say, where is it? And then you look on your wall. You've got a wall just of your drawings.
Really? What, all the little ones I sit down and draw and stuff?
All the ones that you draw for Jamie?
Just being a narcissist, you see, my excuses. I'm a narcissist. My soul sits just pushing. And sometimes I get lost on the way. Do you know I'm bullshitting you, don't you?
I know you're bullshitting me, yeah.
Stop it.
There's nothing.
Listen, okay. I am what I am, you are what you are. You are what you are. I tell you what, the one bastion in Ipswich Town Centre, apart from the library, I love to come in and see your shop. Do you know why I love to see your shop?
And why is that?
Sense of contentment, peace. I honestly find peace in your shop. It's true. I just like sitting there and watching you doing that, the people you have in, and the way it all is, you know, and the upstairs and stuff. So, one, apart from my mum and dad, which is troubled at the moment, but the library and your shop, to me, it's just like, cool. I can sit here, listen, watch them talk, hang out, talk. You know, you find, it's not, I just find contentment. Honest contentment.
Is it because you're not alone?
It's not that because I'm alone, because I know you and I
like
what
you... Yeah, but there's a difference. Like, yeah. when you're out and you're walking around, everyone says hello to you, but you're not communicating on levels of companionship, are you? You're just saying hello to somebody.
And
they're saying hello to you. But in the shop, feel like you're a part of something.
Yeah,
like...
it's just nice to sit down. And I love what you do, and I love the whole thing of your shop. And all this tattooing and things, and I can sit there and you let me get away with doing me little drawings. And I like being in there.
The customers love you being there as well, because you do them drawings.
Yeah. I don't know about that.
This is true. I wouldn't lie to you, Lee.
Daddy-o.
Daddy-o.
Interview, Safini.
Yeah. Lee, it's been a pleasure talking to you, mate, and trying to understand the difference between addiction and enjoyment, or even comparing the two as one, and an understanding of why you do it. I think it's because you maybe feel alone.
Mm.
So you drink to...
I drink to forget, the guy said. He said, why do you drink to forget? What are you trying to forget? I don't know. I can't remember. Honest words. Honest words.
I think you summed it up perfectly.
It's just touch me.
But I do believe that you drink to forget, but I do believe you drink to forget, but truly you actually remember.
Jeez. Some things you can't forget. Some things you don't want to remember. Not bad things.
Lee, it's been a pleasure, mate.
Everything,
thank you
Paul,
so much, man.
Thank you much.
And you always got home with me.
I'll tell you what, it's lovely to talk to you, Mr. Cameraman and everybody. Yeah, man. Yeah. See, I can't get away with that thing. Shorts and stuff. See, my legs couldn't stop a big passage. We've done it then. It should have been filmed, has it? Where's it going to go on this morning?
How do you feel?
I'm fine. Really happy. I tell you what, me and you, instant, when I thought, I like this guy, he seems all right. And same as him and your shop, to me, is a... I sit in there, and I like it. I feel comfortable.
You're good at bypassing a question, aren't you?
What's that?
You're good at not answering a question direct.
No. What are you asking me then?
How do you really feel?
My mom and dad. Miserable poor. Really worried about them. Worried about... I'm so worried about it all. All of it. I can't even... All of it. I'm rotten. I'm not blaming... Not the planet. The people who ring our planet.
Don't get lost on the question.
No.
Don't get lost on the question. How do you really feel?
Miserable. Absolutely. Fucking miserable sometimes. Miserable. Don't you?
I have my days.
And sometimes I wake up and I look at the table and I think, well, fuck, we've got all this technology, years and decades and fucking decades, and it's still shit. There's still people fucking killing each other. God, it's a bastard, isn't it? It's a bastard world we live in. Hateful, not the world.
Do you steer from answering because you don't want to hear it out loud with... Putting everything back
but
to politics.
Did you worry about it all? Did I fucking?
I don't find myself worrying.
I don't want to get into that because if I do, I'll fall to pieces on the floor and burst into tears. But I tell you what, you know that we know that everybody knows.
Do you
knows.
Feel alone?
No, I'm all right.
Lee.
I like my own company.
Lee. I like my own company. But do you feel
alone? I like new people.
Do you feel alone?
No. Never felt alone.
All right.
I've always been alone. I don't know what being alone is. I've always been by myself. But I'll tell you what. Us, you, me, everybody. We all struggle through, and we do. We pass through and tend to forget about what's really going on. But if you can, you actually see. God, you'd go to pieces, wouldn't you? You'd be in tears all the time. Can't be in tears all the time. You can't be in tears all the time. You got to just fuck up, as they say. Get back on the horse. I hate that expression. And just keep moving. And just maybe one day things will get sorted.
Have you ever seen yourself?
No. What do you mean?
Have you ever seen who you are?
I don't understand what you're saying.
You look in the mirror.
Yeah.
And you look back at yourself. And you visually see you, right?
I just want to be fresh and have a shave.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't.
Do you ever look at yourself?
Who I am. I know who I am.
Do you?
I do know who I am.
Who are you?
Troubled. Good at drawing pictures.
Don't bypass.
I like to think.
Don't bypass.
I'm not a bad man. I don't go out knocking people about or being nasty to girls or being vicious or things like that, because that's not me. It's not in my nature. You know, I try to say hello and talk to people. Mimi says, you saw so many people. You talk to so many people. How do you know these people? Because I like people.
Do you feel and like they like that. You back?
I'm not bothered about that.
Are you not?
No.
I think you're bothered whether someone likes you or not.
You think so?
I do, yeah.
Why?
Because you always apologise for how you behave. Because you don't want people to view you in a way that you view yourself.
Well, you know I'm an actual stupid idiot.
You're not a stupid idiot. You're a fucking stupid idiot.
You naughty person. Naughty.
You're a lovely guy, Lee.
Spanky bottom.
And I love you, mate.
We got really deep. We
got
really deep.
I'm glad that you let yourself go.
I'll tell you what. This is what's good about this. This is what we do. We got really deep.
It's organic. That's what it's all about.